Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Gail Wetters, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
This is known as a very long fade. Tricky Izzy, Trip Bradford, Tom Cavello, and the one and only Raleigh Daly over here. Thank you.
You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and we are here with jazz singer Gail Wetters. Gail has been billed alongside such folks as, maybe you've heard of some of these folks, Tony Bennett, Dionne Warwick, Roberta Flack. She has played the Monterey Jazz Festival. She's traveled all over Europe. She's been nominated for a Grammy, starred in two off-Broadway productions. And she's here with a great band tonight. Hey, Tom, nice to have you here. You started playing music in New York. That's where you're from?
Yes. Yeah, I grew up in Westchester County, which is a suburb of New York City.
Mm-hmm. So.
Tom Cavello.
Like Gail, I came from a musical family. My father was a great piano player. My mother taught ballroom dancing, classical ballet. My sister, who was here with us in the audience from California, also played bass and saxophone,
I think, right?
There was music all the time in the house. First started out, you know, rock and roll was kind of the thing for me, you know, but I got bitten by the jazz bug when I was in my late teens.
That's early. Tom is playing a bass that I've not seen before. It doesn't look like a bass that's made for people with small hands. Tom is a big guy, and his hands are large. And he's all over the neck of this instrument, which looks like it bears maybe nine strings. Nine-string bass. Is this an instrument that is played a lot in jazz?
Nowadays, you're seeing more extended-range basses. The most popular ones are six- and seven-string basses. Once you get beyond that, you know, you have to have the hands for it.
Yeah.
Most basses that have more than six strings are, you know, one-off. They're custom instruments. This particular one took about a year and a half to build.
He's not for me. Oh, I guess that man is not. No, he's not. I guess inside joke. For me. Me.
Raleigh, when did you start playing the piano?
Raleigh Daly.
Not until high school, really, although I had sort of fooled around on some things that were at the house as a kid.
You mean some other instruments?
Before I even went to school, there was a little organ. You know those chord organs? You know what those things are? You know, where it's got maybe an octave and a half.
Made by people like Lowry?
Yeah,
and
right.
Like
and, you know, over where your left hand would be, there's little buttons. You push a button and it plays a C chord and a G, you know, and so I think my parents still have that little organ, actually. So I fooled around on that, but nothing real serious until a little bit later, although Dad was a kind of an amateur guitar player. So there was music around, and in fact, really, the earliest music that I learned and know still to this day, or, you know, music that he knew and liked, which was country music. So there was music around, but piano not so much until later. I play a lot of jazz, and I teach it at the University of Kentucky. So that's kind of my day gig, you know, for a piano player. I've been teaching there since 2001, so a little while now. Been in Lexington almost 20 years next year.
No tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. Parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Your lips, that smile, a memory forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptations surround you. And don't let the blues make you bad. Someway, we both have a lifetime before us. Parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Mm-hmm. you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Oh, don't let temptation surround you. And don't let the blues make you bad.
Trip.
Hey, Brett.
Wow. So Red Barn Radio listeners aren't probably so accustomed to hearing jazz on the program. You know, why not? We do American right. music. We all love rhythm, and it's just amazing what you do to sort of drive the songs along.
Trip Breton.
Drummers generally are the tempo keepers, and they generally set the tone of the energy level and stuff like that. However, you know, a good jazz drummer will... If somebody catches fire, the drummer will follow. You know, if Raleigh takes off, I'll try to support that. If he pulls it down, I'll try to support that. So there's, you know, a lot of give and take in music, especially jazz. The drums are always, you know, responsible for making sure everything is plugging away, you know, and keeping the tempo solid and making everyone feel comfortable with going off script and still knowing that there's somewhere to come back to.
Right. Yeah. And so that's what I've really enjoyed so much about your performance tonight, again, is just watching your exchanges and the way you're all communicating with each other. It's sort of like you're all sort of like parenting the song together.
Right. Great jazz is like sitting around with great, intelligent people and having just this marvelous conversation that you never know where it's going to go, but you know the people that you're talking to, you know, are going to have something interesting to add. What somebody says will affect what somebody else says, and that's just kind of the same way jazz is. We're having this conversation, and maybe the subject is, you know, the way you look tonight, but then we're kind of having a little powwow about that, and it's like, hey, let's try this and do that, and let's go with this. Let's make up an ending, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So music is kind of like a conversation. It's kind of this thing where you know what the subject is, you know what your basic chords are, your basic rhythmic structure, but what happens once you get going, you never know, because you're dealing with people that love to be creative with each other. And,
yeah,
you know, like parenting a song, you know, creating. Making it happen, you know, in real time. And that's one of the things about jazz that I love the most, is that it's so immediate and it's so real time. You're creating the music on the spot. You're not rendering it from a page, which is nothing wrong with that. I play classical music too, and I play all different types of music. But that's one of the marvels and the beauties of jazz, is that it's in the moment. It's being created as it happens.
I love you, home's the April breeze. I love you, echo the hues. I love you, the golden dawn of cream. When once more she sees daffodil. When it's spring again, birds are on the wing again. They start to sing again, the old melody. I love you, that's the strongest song. And it all belongs to you and me. Oh, I love you, Homesie, April breeze. I still love you, echo the hill. I love you, the golden dawn agrees that once more she sees daffodils. Well, it's spring again, birds are on the wing again. They start to sing again those old melodies. I said, I love you, I love you. That's a song, a song. And it all belongs to you and me. Ah, chidoo-day, chidoo-day, ba-doo-day, ba-doo-day, day day. I do ba dee doo ba doo doo dee ba doo doo dee ba doo dee da. I tell you. Song a song, and it all belongs to you and me. Well, it all belongs. Well, it all belongs. It all belongs to you and me.
Great, everyone. Really great night. I would like to thank our guest, Gail Winters, and her band for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production, and also those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our house, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And you may not know, tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Do you want to hear one more from Gail Winters and her band? Yeah.
Rica. Hey, hey. This lovely day will dwindle into evening. We'll say goodbye to all we ever had. We're not alone, but we walk together. I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You love me once in springtime. Your lips were warm and loving. Spring was new. I'm not afraid of autumn or sorrow. I'll remember April and you. With a fiery window to a burning ember. For flame and love, live a little while. Well, I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and smile. Sha-la-la-dee-day, sha-la-la-dee-day. Sha-la-la-dee-day, sha-la-la-dee-day. Sha-la-la-dee-day, sha-la-la-dee-day. We'll say goodbye to all we ever had. Take it all the way through, Trip. All the way. We'll dwindle into evening. Trip Reddit. We'll say goodbye to all we ever had. We're not alone where we walk together. I remember April and I smile. I'll be content. You love me once in springtime. Your lips were warm and love is being renewed. Now I'm not afraid of autumn or sorrow. I'll remember April and you.
the fire will dwindle to a burning ember. For flame and love, they live a little while. But I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I remember April. I remember April. I remember April. And I'll thank you all so much. We've loved being here. Smile. Shove a neighbor. Yo. La 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 la.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Gail Winters and her band, Tom, Raleigh, and Tripp, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.